grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
It's that time of the week, people. It's Marijuana Media. Thanks to The Hemp Store. Welcome, Chris Fowley.
Thank you, Johnny. And kia ora, listeners. Always a pleasure to be here. I love it. Favourite part of the week. Because, of course, I get to prepare some mental preparation for the show. And so we've started slightly late, but we're well prepared. Trust me, listeners. And we're putting into practice, in fact, the headline of the week, Johnny. And this was actually reported pretty much all the media. Stuff, News Hub, Radio New Zealand. Possibly the Herald, who knows. Cannabis, good news, and drum roll, please, listeners, do your own drum roll while you roll. Cannabis is now cheaper and more plentiful. What more could you wish for, in fact, than cheaper and more plentiful cannabis? So this is according to the New Zealand Drug Trends survey, which they do every year, and they had something like 13,000 people respond to it. Caveat is self-selected, but if you're self-selecting yourself to do it, it's probably because you know.
Yes.
Whereas that's better than asking a whole lot of people who have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So what they found is that an ounce is now averaging $336. This is the market report, by the way. This is a bit like the price of potatoes and lamb's wool and all that they do on 1ZB. So the cannabis ounce in the market report down to $336. A pound down to $3,327. Researchers attributed this to reduced police enforcement and growing social acceptance. And again, those are two great reasons, great things to hear. I love it. That is music to my ears. The weird thing was, though, or odd, contrasting, the scourge of our society, methamphetamine, also cheaper and more plentiful. But this is actually for a different reason. Not reduced police enforcement and growing acceptance, the opposite. It's that international criminal groups are just simply overwhelming our local law enforcement with a huge number and scale of their shipments, and that is driving down the price. So yeah, encourage more cannabis to get people off the meth. That's what I say. But having I also wanted to know, though, this was the other weird thing. A reduced price, according to the police's completely whack drug harm index, which the taxpayer funds, of course, and the police just use to justify what they're up to, if the price drops, then the harm drops. And that's because the main harm, it's certainly attributed to cannabis, the main harm attributed to cannabis is the so-called loss of taxation revenue. That is $300 million, apparently, of harm caused by cannabis, actually caused by a failure to change the law.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, a drop in the price would lead to a drop in tax revenue, which would officially mean less harm, according to the police. But yet again, as I say, it just shows how whack that stupid drug harm index is.
On a slight tangent here, just obviously you can get prescribed legal cannabis now, Chris. Mm-hmm. So there'll be tax revenue from that starting to flow through into the government coffers, correct? Like GST?
A little bit. It's only GST. And presumably, if any companies make money, if they ever do, rather than being a big drain on investors' funds.
Yes.
GST on it. So I don't think that's much. Because it's a medicine, there's no extra tax. If we legalised proper adult use of cannabis, we would generate that $300 million the police are talking about, at least, right?
Yes.
If not more.
Yeah.
But you can't put a tax on medicines, not a punitive one like that.
Any idea on just the GST take on medicinal cannabis in like the last 12 months?
You could do a rough thing of saying that, you know, the latest figure I heard was 25,000 prescriptions, and if each one is, say, $300 or something, given that some products are around the 200 and some around the 400, I don't know, work it out. I haven't got a calculator in my brain.
I'm not the person
to
do
this. It's not huge amounts in terms of government coffers.
Still.
And in fact, I'd say the scheme's probably costing them more money to run because it's very top-heavy with bureaucrats and red tape.
Okay.
It's probably costing a lot more than it's bringing in.
So what you're saying, I should be able to grow my own weed at home. No problem.
Absolutely, you should.
Yeah.
And we should legalise it properly for adult use. Here's just one other fact from the survey. In Auckland, 43% of respondents said cannabis was very easy to get. And I say, good on you guys. That did compare, though, to 52% in Tairawhiti which had the highest number of people saying that it was easy to get. So, bloody good, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of getting cannabis, this leads me to the second big story of the week. ACT MP Simon Court shot over cannabis when a teen. And boy, oh boy. Speaking of harms from prohibition that come to bear on people when they try and get some
I read
some
this
weed.
Story. What a terrifying situation to be in.
Absolutely.
Hassled for drugs and shot in the foot with a shotgun.
Yeah. And just like being a teenager camping up north, the mate goes to try and score some weed and the dodgy dealer follows him back with a gun to then rob them.
Oh, man.
Boy. And yes, Simon got shot in the foot. Now, I actually went to uni right here at Auckland Uni with Simon. And remember when that happened? It was our first year at uni. And it was bloody shocking.
Yeah.
It was like a frickin' movie, you know, like this actually happens.
Yes.
And, you know, he took a long time to recover in that. And but it was one of the motivating factors for a whole bunch of people to get involved in the Auckland University Normal Club was that that happened.
Yes.
You know, to one of our own right here at the uni.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So, as even old David Seymour noted, lots of teenagers make, you know, so-called bad decisions or stupid decisions, but no one deserves to be shot for doing it.
Yeah.
And, boy. So good on you, Simon, for speaking out about that. And it's just another reason, you know, why we've got to keep going till this bloody law has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads me to the third big story of the week, and that is what I'm calling 2 days and a night at the Cannabis Museum. This was in the Herald this week. Katie Harris did a very good job profiling the new Cannabis Museum at Hopetown Alpha on Beresford Square there, just off K Road. Gala fundraising event this weekend. It's on Saturday. You can get your... In fact, the headline, what's the headline? Auckland Cannabis Museum opens with a bong, weed prescriptions and DJs. Public open day is on Sunday, so if you don't want to go to the gala, because the tickets are $200, that's a fundraiser. There's plenty going on, well worth it, I feel. And but there's a public open day, I think it's only $10 on the Sunday, so you can go in and have a look. It's a dacti dress code, as we said here on the show a couple of weeks ago when Abe was up, dacti. So dress up. And what are they having? The educational exhibits, vendor stalls, dancing, live music, DJs, an on-site cannabis doctor's clinic, a pharmacy dispensary at 420 dispensing the cannabis that has been prescribed, and an outdoor consumption area for those who need to medicate.
Is this on Sunday as well?
This is on Saturday at the gala dinner or gala event. And I'll be speaking at 3, actually. There's a panel on the past, present and future of medicinal cannabis. Mm-hmm. And there's a bunch of people. Russell Brown's one of them. I'm sorry, I can't remember who the others were off the top of my head. But anyway, 3 o'clock, and there's a bunch of other people speaking all through the day and that. So you can come along. I think it opens at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Spend the whole day there if you want and learn all about it. And then, as I say, the dispensary is coincidentally at 4:20.
Any inside or general overview of what you'll be speaking about, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store?
Past, present and future of medicinal cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to go on.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a wide-ranging discussion and very informative too.
Yes.
I'm just going to say that now.
Yeah.
What I liked about it too is the Herald went away and checked in with the cops about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And and Abe Gray, as a good organiser of an event, had already done that and checked in with them to assuage any concerns.
Yes.
So police told the Herald on Sunday they were aware of the event and had been in contact with the organiser. And the quote was from the police: "The organiser has outlined plans which involve the legal consumption of cannabis. If any matters arise that require police, we will respond accordingly."
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So that's the old look the other way.
It's what we want to hear.
Mm.
Okay.
Right, so that's bloody good, isn't it? And speaking of all these changes, we talked over the last week or two about all these changes in the medical cannabis scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, in fact, we lambasted that there had been zero local coverage of them. And maybe they were listening, because the very next day, the Herald ran what's actually a really good article. The only unfortunate side, it's Chris Keel writing it. He's done a very good job of explaining the changes. Sorry, that's not the unfortunate side. The unfortunate side is that it's paywalled.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to pay the Herald to read it. But take it from me, it's bloody good. And one of the things they do, or he does, is he goes, because we raise this, well, what's going to happen at the election? If these changes don't go through till the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
there's an election in between. So if it's Labour-led, then I'm sure they'll remain unchanged. But what else? So they tried to get to the bottom of that. And Chris Kew, he couldn't get hold of Shane Retty, but he did note that that if we look back to when these laws were going through in 2018, Shane Retty, not widely known, he's actually a solid supporter of legal medicinal access, and his private members bill that he put into parliament at the same time as Chloe's bill in 2018, it actually went a lot further than what Labour have done in many ways. So, you know, I think we can be fairly confident that even if the government changes, I think what's happening here is probably going to remain the same.
Something is going to change, right? But we could just sit in this period of it waiting for something to happen, because A, it's a change of government, and it's earmarked to happen after we have a new government, or, you know.
Yes, and so that means, of course, if you're trying to re-kickstart your fledgling medicinal cannabis company, like I am, for example, where things just aren't economical viable under the current rules, but could well be under the new ones.
Yes.
And so, okay, let's dust off those plans, have a look. Well, it's kind of hard to do that if you think the government might change.
Yes. Yeah.
But as I say, like Chris Keel's article, I'm pretty confident that even if it goes nat, these changes are going to stay how they are.
I like it. I like this optimism.
I'm trying to be optimistic.
It's good. But obviously nothing happening till after the election.
Yeah, it's a real shame, because they could have done it a lot quicker.
Yeah.
They've been talking about these changes for 2 years, if you look back through the media. And this latest one, they could have just done. They didn't have to put it off till after the election.
Yes.
Anyway, but still, it's good when it will happen. And I think it will shake up the industry and some of the people who have sunk a whole lot of money into things that maybe they didn't need to do, and they've just like wasted a whole lot of money.
Mm.
And their costs will be quite high now, because they've got all this debt and stuff to pay back. And other people might be able to come in, they don't have to do all those things, and they can grow cannabis for a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to see some new entrants into the market that will be able to provide local patients with a lot cheaper products.
Yes.
It's got to be good.
Now, Chris, we've got one more story, which is a bit of a bullshit story.
Yeah, okay. So this is on mainly on Stuff, but it's been covered in a few places. This is Hurricane Lock, Asaya Walker, Lawawere, I think. It serves a one-month ban for smoking cannabis. He was named and shamed, as in one of the headlines, and that was one of the questions. Why is he named and shamed? Why do we have to know this?
Mm.
And it's all part of the, you know, kind of bullshit world anti-doping authority rules. And the New Zealand equivalent, Drug-Free Sport New Zealand, as they note in the coverage, this is Chief Executive Nick Patterson, they've actually campaigned for 15 years to have cannabis removed from this list.
They said, well, I mean, quote, "We don't believe that cannabis is performance enhancing." So why is someone getting a ban?
Exactly. So what WADA does is they have three categories. One of them is the performance enhancing, but there's another one that is bringing sport into disrepute.
Okay.
And they do it under that because it's illegal.
Okay.
So you'd think, though, that if you go legal, then you're no longer bringing it into disrepute.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal in half of America, or it's legal in other places. Anyway, it's a pretty spurious reason to kind of keep it in there.
Yes.
But yeah, as I say, it is very interesting that Drug Free Sport New Zealand don't think it's performance enhancing, and they don't think it should be in there. And Nick Patterson says he's going to keep trying to get it removed. But in the meantime, these rules mandate a stand down and a name and shame in the media. They have to do it. He did point out the good thing is they, it's all relative, they used to have an automatic suspension of 3 to 4 years from all sport for any positive test.
Wow.
And so now for cannabis, that's brought down to 3 months. And if you do some sort of treatment, rehabby thing, it's down to 1 month.
If Isaiah had a prescription, would he be getting this ban?
No, he wouldn't, because WADA allows, and they even do it for FIFA here in the World Cup, if you have a prescription, you can then apply for an exemption. You have to do it before the testing and before the event. You can't just say it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a process. Because if you think of all the opioid painkillers, blah, 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 the main thing is they know it and they can manage it and assess, you know, that it isn't performance enhancing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there is a process. So yes, exactly. I would encourage, and certainly a lot of people in contact sports, rugby, MMA, these sorts of things that use cannabis as their recovery, and CBD in particular as an anti-inflammatory to help them get back as quick as they can.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not actually performance enhancing during their sport, but it's more for the recovery afterwards.
Yes. Yeah.
And that counts as medical, and so get a prescription for that.
All right. Good advice.
Bro, just one last thing is on the good news tip. Vanuatu this week, we've said that some changes were going to happen, and they finally have. They've issued 2 medical cannabis licenses and 2 hemp licenses. So legal cannabis cultivation coming to the Pacific Islands as of yesterday. So that is frickin' awesome. And Otago Daily Times reporting that psychedelics can be used for better mental health.
Okay.
There you go, so you can check that out in the ODT. And one last little warning before I go, and that was some MDMA got picked up in Hawke's Bay yesterday that was not. It put four people into hospital. There's an alert out on high alert. Look, that's Hawke's Bay, but it could be anywhere, so be careful with what you're taking out there. We're doing another substance checking thing in the hemp store on the 7th of September,
mm-hmm.
but you can go to the Level and find one. I believe there's one on the Saturday, so go to the Level or GZ and find your the closest one. And then the Medical Cannabis Expo and Gala, Saturday. I'll be there. I'm speaking at 3. Doors open at 10. It's going to be awesome.
This $200 fundraiser. Get your tickets.
This is part of history. It really is. You got to be there if you're into cannabis.
All right. Hey, Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.